SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Different ages, cultures, and languages, but united by the experience of displacement and marginalisation, and the search for freedom. These poets, both established and emerging, share their ancestral stories. Gomeroi poet Rob Waters is a 2023 Australian Poetry Slam champion.
I'm the story that seeps up through the sole of my feet, bursting out through the tongue. It swims on the rays of the sun. You see, I am rays. And I'm a story still yet to be told. From the tongues of my children and all those that follow, from the first sunrise to that first sunrise again, I am raised. For I'm Gomeroi, and I'm Bundjalung. I'm Gumbangir, I am Anawan. I am 600 nations strong, and from this time on, I will tell my story just as you have told yours.
For a number of the poets at this Sydney gathering, it's the first time they've shared their original work so publicly, before a crowd of 70. Ludmila Zuba says she relishes the opportunity to share her story. Now 73 and a grandmother, she says she fell in love with poetry as a child, at the age of 7. She says writing and sharing her poems feels good for the soul.
The main emotion I feel is not so much nervousness, but sadness. I feel sad about things that are happening in the war in Ukraine. Expressing my feelings through poetry, pouring them out, and maybe I can feel better because of that. For sure, poetry helps me to cope with the homesickness. But my soul, my spirit, is back at home. I do want to rejoin my spirit.
And she's written a poem especially for the occasion in Ukrainian.
Рідненька, я ж так хотів жити.
Dear mother, I so wanted to live. That's how much I dream. For how long I dreamed. I reminded myself, even though death was flying over us every moment, I chased away thoughts of what would happen next.
Never far from her mind are the circumstances that brought her to Australia more than 2 years ago. Vladimir Putin's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. She explains she feels heartsick over the destruction caused by the war, and her fervent wish is for peace.
It was very unexpected. No one in Ukraine could believe it would happen because they are two neighbouring countries with brothers and sisters living on both sides of a border. And we could never think that Russia could do that. The level of atrocities that are happening there are unthinkable. And what is the most painful is that so many people have left Ukraine now. And I am worried how the country will be restored. How can they fix it? When so many young people have been killed, who will rebuild it?
The theme of war and its impact is something that's preoccupied high school student Lujana Wan.
My heart pumps of resistance. If you listen closely, you'll hear the beat of freedom. When will freedom ever see the Palestinians? Ihna Filistiniyin, underneath the red strands, the ones sewn on with withered hands, lies the beauty of my homeland. Will they ever understand? Ihna Filistiniyin, when did our family gatherings filled with laughter become a challenge to see who could plaster a smile on their face, shrugging Adi? We say Adi when we shrug off the day, not to comfort us when our kids are taken away.
The 17-year-old is the daughter of Palestinian refugees forced to flee after the 1948 Arab-Israeli War, called the Nakba, or Catastrophe. She says she began writing and publishing poems a few months ago as a way of processing emotions after seeing family members caught up in the Gaza War.
So hard, you know, watching from so far away, there's nothing you can do about it. And what's the difference between me and them? You know, like it, that could have been me there, and why weren't they with us? So it's definitely hard to watch everything unfold. To say that sadness is like barely touching, scratching the surface of the emotions.
She says she believes poetry does have power to impact at both an individual and community level.
I want to build a connection with the audience. We're more than just the numbers that we see, and the Palestinian heritage is very family-centered. I actually wrote this specifically for the event, so I definitely think it's a dedicated tribute to my family and the ties that we have. We definitely keep family close together because you don't know when you're going to lose them, what could ever happen, and there's no one else that you can keep closer than you. There's no one for you better than your family, honestly.
It's also been a way to maintain a strong connection with language, culture, and identity.
The world's tough, so figuring ourselves out. I think definitely, once again, talking to the people around you, get an understanding of where you come from. Like, if I didn't speak to my parents, if I didn't speak to my grandparents about where I come from, then I wouldn't know any of this. And I think talking to the people around you and understanding where you come from will definitely help you find that, and then you can navigate from there.
Sharma Shri at non-profit settlement support group Advanced Diversity Services helped to organise the event with the local council, the Georges River Council, in southern Sydney. She says Ludmilla's passion for poetry was the inspiration for the gathering, and has been surprised too at the appetite to hear these stories from the audience.
Poetry is really a good vehicle to explore refugee stories because it is so alive, it is so dynamic and interactive, as opposed to traditional ways of telling stories, which can sometimes tend to really flatten the refugee experience. We believe that it was a very niche sort of area, and the fact that it would be in language, just one language. But obviously there is an overwhelming curiosity, maybe, and an interest in hearing all the different languages on stage.
She says the settlement experience has its ups and downs, and being in community is a big part of the healing process for refugees fleeing war.
And now here we are, 2 years on, with no end in sight. Another form of trauma, I guess, for these Ukrainian new arrivals who thought that this was probably going to be a temporary situation and mentally had probably not readied themselves for what the settlement journey could potentially look like long term. And it's difficult. They need to, you know, be involved in school. They need to pick up the language. They need to be able to find work. It's all of these things that, you know, we all take for granted that they have to start doing from scratch.
For Ludmilla, there's a yearning for a better future for Ukraine, and the family is torn apart by war.
Не болить вже нічого за то, щоби в здравії жити много лет.
Crying doesn't hurt anymore. Let us pray simply so that there would be a home and a family and dinner for each of us, so that we would give love to each other, for the faith and light that lived in every soul.
Жили вера і світ.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.